In the buzz tonight, the now infamous attack of the size 10 shoes in Baghdad. The Iraqi journalist who threw his shoes at President Bush over the weekend, a grave insult in the Arab world, is now in jail. The country's parliament is arguing over whether he should be released or punished. Meanwhile, the man's brother, after a jailhouse visit, says his sibling may be too injured now to appear in court. But now, as all this unfolds over in Iraq, the other shoe, as it were, is dropping, and the incident has become a cause célèbre, really. Some are indignant and horrified, of course. Others see this as a seminal event, a release for pent-up frustrations against the president across the globe and even right here in Maine. And joining us right now is a woman who's talking about all this right now. She's with a campaign called Shoes for Bush right here in the Northeast, and no stranger to protests against the Bush family at Walker's Point and that sort of thing. And this is Jamila El-Shafai. She's a leader of the Kennebunk Peace Peace Department. I want to get that right. Peace Department as opposed to Police Department. Jamila, first of all, talk about the shoe incident and what you're hoping to do now. You're asking, and in fact, I think it's really taking off on the web right now, the idea to get folks to say, hey, take your shoes to Washington for the inaugural. What's the idea? What are you hoping to do?
Yeah, absolutely. When Murtada al-Sadi threw his shoe at President Bush, it was like a pivotal moment. He just ignited a spark, and all over the world, especially in the Middle East, people have decided to use this as a symbolic act with their feelings about President Bush.
And in fact, there was some of that happening today in Washington. We had video of that earlier. In fact, we have some video right now for the folks at home. This was the scene in Washington today, Jamila. I don't know if you've had a chance to see this before, but obviously an effigy of the president there, protesters putting their shoes in front of the White House as a symbol of people saying just what you're saying, that they're frustrated over the last 8 years and they want to see change. And in fact, this is a sense to sort of, quite frankly, maybe rub the president's nose in this event a little bit. Do you think that's fair to phrase it that way?
Oh, absolutely. We feel that President Bush has disgraced the office of the presidency. It has been a presidency who has shamed our country. We consider him a war criminal. He has killed hundreds of thousands of Iraqis. He has killed and wounded our American soldiers. And we feel that we would like to give a departing gesture to him, and we think the shoe action is a very good way.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Obviously, President-elect Barack Obama ran on the idea that this was going to be, there was going to be change, certainly. That was clearly the big buzzword from the campaign. But he also ran, I would phrase it as almost a conciliatory message in his campaign, and sort of saying, almost turning the other cheek before slapping the other cheek. You seem to be more like saying, hey, you know, it's time to get a little retribution, a little bit of revenge here, as opposed to what the president-elect was saying. You didn't seem to feel that way. So by tying this to the inaugural, are you in fact seemingly going against what Barack Obama would be about?
Well,
what the voters were voting for.
This is a cathartic moment. Certainly the country is going to be celebrating the Barack Obama presidency on Tuesday, but on Monday when people are in D.C., we feel that this is an opportunity for them to vent their anger in a symbolic way.
And there's a lot of anger. In fact, we looked on Facebook. I think there's a website up that you were saying you just put up a couple of days ago already. In fact, here's some of that website. There's already been, at last check, thousands of folks have already joined this website. To give you an idea of how viral this thing is taking off, a lot of interest. And it's not just in Maine, Jamila. This is around the country, right?
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. And I'm partnering with activists from all over the country, and particularly the Washington Peace Center and others to organize the event. So we're expecting people to bring shoes with them when they come to the inaugural. People are mailing shoes to the White House. They're mailing shoes to me.
You're gonna have a lot of shoes.
So we will have lots of shoes, thousands and thousands of shoes. And we will have an assembly site near the White House where people will be depositing the shoes.
And real quickly, do you know where that's going to be as yet?
We have someone looking into that now.
Right.
And we will get a permitted assembly site.
All right, Jamila El-Shafai, thank you so much for your time today. And we'll be right back.